Brown Girl Like Me, written and read by Jaspreet Kaur. An accompanying PDF will be available to download from your audiobook library. Introduction. Seen and Unseen. Sundays would always mean one thing in my house when I was a kid. Hair wash day. This ritual is probably one of my earliest memories. Me sitting at my mum's feet, whinging as every knot passed through the comb, followed by a generous amount of coconut oil being rubbed into my head and finished off with a nice, neat plait. This precious time with my mum was a mixture of hair care and story time. While she nourished my little head and stimulated the blood circulation, Mum would share stories about her childhood, memories of how my grandma would do the same thing for her every Sunday, back in their bind near Jalandhar, Punjab. A precious time when women caught up, shared worries, and connected to their roots. Literally. But one day, after one of my first days of high school, I stormed home and screamed at my mum to never put oil in my hair again. Earlier that day, I was unpacking textbooks into my locker out of my huge backpack Dad and I bought from Barking Market a few weeks earlier. I say huge because it literally felt like a suitcase, the kind of backpack that, as my brother kindly noted, made me look like a teenage mutant ninja turtle. It even had wheels. Anyway, as I neatly arranged my lovely new sticky-back plastic-covered books in my locker, I could hear a group of girls sniggering behind me. Yeah, she always stinks of curry. They were referring to the smell of tadka coming from the blazer that I left in the kitchen the night before. A smell that no amount of impulse body spray could mask. And her hair is so greasy. Doesn't she ever wash it? I could feel my cheeks burning with embarrassment. I pretended I couldn't hear them and decided not to turn around. With a snigger and a shove, the girls howled with laughter and walked away. That's why, from that day, and to my mum's heartbreak, I didn't want to oil and plait my hair ever again. The act of oiling hair was a bond formed between generations of brown women. The use of natural vegetable oils to nourish both hair and skin has been documented for over 5,000 years in South Asia. I don't think it's a coincidence that in Sanskrit, the word sneha means to oil, but also to love or give affection. It makes complete sense to me now. The loving act of oiling and nourishing yourself. Fast forward to the present day, and it's become an essential part of my self-care Sunday routine, which I now prefer to call Hair Wash Sunday. Hair Wash Sunday, noun, the day of the week before Monday and after Saturday, dedicated to self-care. This includes, but is not limited to, washing your hair, applying oil, body scrubs, use of face masks, meditating, and resting before the week ahead. But why was I so ashamed of something embedded in my culture and roots for such a long time? Is this where I started to internalize some kind of self-hate towards my identity and being a brown girl? I never recognized my brownness or otherness before this point. My family and I grew up in East London, and like anyone who speaks of their hometown fondly, I would say it was a really special place. When my granddad, Babaji, first came to the UK in the early 1960s, he decided to settle in the East End, moving around from Greenwich to Newham and eventually Ilford. I was born in Barking Hospital, something that my husband always reminds me of every time Ting from Barking comes on the radio. The world that I saw, the world that I knew, felt like Ilford Lane, Southall Broadway, or Soho.